This call is being recorded.
Okay, so this call is being recorded, and so we want to make sure that there is no background noise happening here, so we're not interfering. So I'm going to say welcome everybody to this call. Thank you for being on the call, and thank you to those who have invited guests. And I just want to say today, I want to express my gratitude to Nature Sunshine. They are an amazing quality control company. Nature Sunshine is now found all over the world, and they get their herbs and their herbal products from all over the world. And they're very, very meticulous in their quality control. So they have, Nature Sunshine has people, particularly Linda Hammonds, who is the Vice President of Quality Control. She actually travels the world to inspect those suppliers that grow the herbs. She inspects their facilities. She inspects the processes that they use to grow their herbs. She checks to make sure that the natural ingredients are present in those herbs. She ensures that they are harvested at the right time and they're harvested properly, that they are handled properly to protect the key natural nutrients that are present in all those herbs. Then when those herbs arrive at the Nature Sunshine warehouse, and it's located in Utah, the science team then checks on every ingredient's purity and potency. Nature Sunshine conducts over 600 tests to ensure potency, consistency, and purity. Nature Sunshine is known worldwide. They are in over 63 different countries. Nature Sunshine also has been awarded the NSF certificate. NSF is a third-party auditor of companies involved in health and public safety, the policies and their procedures, and Nature Sunshine was awarded their NSF certificate, meaning good manufacturing practices. And their products come from all over the world. So I'm just going to mention a few of them. Kelp, for instance, comes from Nova Scotia. Yahoo for Canada. I mentioned that one first. Kelp is high in iodine. It's very effective for the thyroid, and it is known to raise body temperature. Not very many practitioners out there emphasize the importance of body temperature as we do here. The lutein that we get from marigolds, which is found in the Nature Sunshine product called Perfect Eyes, comes from India. The best marigolds in the world are grown in India. Pawpaw, that has over 20 years of research behind it by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin. He used pawpaw in the lab, lower laboratory animals, and proved scientifically that pawpaw is 1 million times more effective in destroying cancer cells of lower animals than Adriamycin chemotherapy. And pawpaw is found in eastern United States. Cat's claw, as you know, that's one of my favorites because it opens up the lymphatic system and it moves the poisons out that cause the inflammation and infection in your body. Another name for cat's claw is uña de gato. Now, just a minute. And that one comes from Peru.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Are you there? Is everybody there?
Yeah, you're back.
Yes.
It's just like I think the last word I heard is Cascla is coming from Peru.
Okay. Thank you for that. Echinacea, okay, which is in combination with cat's claw, that's an American herb, and As you know, cat's claw, echinacea, and astragalus, that combination of herbs is my favorite for infections and inflammations. Easiac tea comes from Eastern Canada and United States. It's also an anti-cancer tea, discovered by Renee Casey many years ago. Nature Sunshine gets their curcumin, which is an extract from turmeric. So the turmeric comes from Southeast Asia. Rose hips. Everybody should be taking rose hips. It's loaded with vitamin A, B, C, D, and F. It grows all over the place in Canada and in America, and it's also found in Europe. Now, I'm not sure where Nature Sunshine gets their rose hips from. So what we need to know here is Nature Sunshine gets their herbal products from all over the world. And they're very, very meticulously tested to ensure purity and quality. That's the big reason why we get so many results with people who do our program. And I'm very proud of Nature Sunshine and the quality that the quality products they provide for us. I want to talk a little bit about TAFI. TAFI is an acronym for Taking Action for Your Health. And it teaches you therapeutic nutrition. It teaches you how to address inflammation. We hear the word inflammation often, but we do not know that inflammation comes from the poisons that we're exposed to on a daily basis. TAFI gives you confidence to take responsibility of the health of your own body into your own hands. Who else provides you that information if you are afflicted with multiple sclerosis or cancer or Parkinson's or whatever that may be? TAFI is $377 for a two-month course. It runs 15 minutes a day, every day for 5 days a week for a period of about 8 weeks until all the lessons have been completed. It is education, it is coaching, it is guidance, it is a life skill that you are learning.
And it's an excellent basic program teaching people.
Oh, there's Kathy. Okay, go ahead, Kathy.
I was just going to add in that it's an excellent program on teaching people the basics of understanding what really goes on in the inner terrain of their body and how to supplement their body properly to get the nutrition and ammunition they need to be healthy.
And that was Kathy that just spoke. And Kathy is a TAFI grad. She's a TAFI leader, and she's taken several TAFI teams through the TAFI program very successfully. And I do know that Pearl is one of Kathy Dean's cancer success story. And Pearl resides in Vancouver. And guess what Pearl's doing now? She's taking on a team of her own. And how cool is that?
And often
so
you hear that, Donna. When people have to reach out and take care of their own health, it just becomes natural to pass it on.
And that's what Pearl is doing. And I'm excited for her. So she's a TAFI grad. Kathy was her instructor. And now Pearl is instructing a team of TAFI herself and taking them through the program. Very exciting. So I'm in the process of organizing TAFI Team 30. And we have a couple of people registered. So if you are interested, please let me know. Once I get a team of 6 people, then we're on. We usually do TAFI sometimes in the morning. It might be 7:30, it might be 8:15, it might be 8:30, and so on. I also want to talk just a little bit on the importance of superfoods, and to do that, I want to tell you this story, and I told this story to one of my clients today. This is a story of one man who in fact cured his own cancer using the PAPA program in the year 2004. And he had been taking the superfoods for a while and then decided that it would be more economical, so he thought, if he would just buy a Vitamix and then buy organic vegetables from a grocery store and bring them home, clean them, put them in the Vitamix, and do the Vitamix juicing. And so, yep, so he stopped using all the superfoods, stopped using all the herbs from Nature Sunshine. He just thought he could sustain his health doing superfoods. He was good for about a year. And then I got the phone call. And he related to me that he had a lump reappear on his jaw. And what should he do about it? So, in fact, he drove here to Kelowna so that we could discuss his program. And I absolutely instructed him. The reason the lump came back is his body temperature dropped too low because the Vitamix juicing did not sustain his health, did not give him enough energy. There was not enough nutrients in the foods he was using in his Vitamix. And so I instructed him that he must start the superfoods again. And when we do superfoods, we do them in colors. Red is Chinese mineral qi tonic to feed the nervous system, heart, small intestine, circulation, and sex, and the glandular system. Yellow is the lymphatic system. That's the stomach, spleen, and pancreas, and that's flax hall lignans, yellow. The lignans from Nature's Sunshine, one tiny scoop is equivalent to 2 gallons of flax seed. It's not the same as flax seeds. This is lignans known to bind toxic estrogens that are known scientifically to feed cancer. Next color, white. White for the vascular system, the lungs and large intestine, and that's Collatrim Plus, a collagen powder, which is a bovine source. Blue for water and berries. Green for green zone and chlorophyll. Do you see how we do that? We feed every system of our body with high dense nutrition. So he did this, and we put him back on cat's claw combination to open up the lymphatic system so all the poisons causing the inflammation would drain out through the elimination channels. We did cat's claw in high doses. We also went back on the papa. Papa, as you know, is specifically anti-cancer, and he did this for 3 weeks while I went away on holiday. I came back, and the lump was all gone. I want us all to know the significance of those superfoods from Nature Sunshine. If only we would remember to use a portion of our grocery money specifically to buy superfoods. We would not then be afflicted with all those disease conditions that we see that are in epidemic portions today. Heart disease is an epidemic. Cancer is an epidemic. Diabetes is an epidemic. Obesity, we're getting there. Multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, rheumatoid arthritis, and so on. No one out there teaches you that really the two main reasons that we're afflicted with so many disease conditions is, well, number one, we are suffering from a nutritional deficiency. Number two, we are inundated with inflammation that come from poisons that we're exposed to on an everyday basis. So this evening, I want to address these factors as I talk about injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. Cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees Celsius. Multiple sclerosis, which is a viral infection or maybe yeast infection, it doesn't matter what infection it is, it's an infection. It cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Parkinson's, which is also an infection of the nerves, cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Infertility does not happen if the body temperature is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Candida cannot live in your body if the body temperature is 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. I hope we get the picture. So I want to move into defining cancer. However, if you understand cancer, you will understand all disease conditions, because these are conditions in your body. Diseases that we're afflicted with are just names of the conditions, but it's one condition in the body. It's a pollution in the body, and we have to start understanding where it's coming from and the nutrition that is required to reverse that condition. So let's define what cancer is. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury is not made due to a deficiency of nutrients and oxygen. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area become mutated by the fungal infection. So I want to take this definition apart so we understand it better. For cancer to occur, several factors are in place. Number one, there is an injury. One thing I know about cancer is that there is a continuous cell replication happening in cancer. Well, cells don't randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason. They replicate to repair an injury. And I always quote Dr. McDougall. He was the cancer he looked after the pancreatic cancer of Steve Jobs. He said this, and I'm going to quote him. Cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. Now, it is a job of the stem cells in your body to replicate healthy cells for you. Well, how can healthy cells replicate if the stem cells don't have the required nutrients for cell replication? Number three, there is an oxygen deficiency. In the process of cell replication, oxygen is used for oxidation for healthy cell replication. No oxygen, no cell replication. Number four, for cancer to occur, there is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system is clogged up and can no longer clean out the toxic debris that is causing the inflammation. Number five, for cancer to occur, there is an infection. There's so much toxic debris in that area that it causes infection, a fungal infection. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, now I've got some background noise coming from somewhere. Just hang on. Okay. Here's what I want to say. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. I hope we see the picture. There is a common thread to all of these diseases because it's a condition in our body that we have to address. Let's talk about injury. It was well known even in 1903. Because I have a documentation of that. I have a medical textbook of general pathology by Dr. Ziegler. He taught this to medical students in 1903. He taught this, quote, The causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing and scratches, etc. End of quote. Cancer starts from an injury. So does multiple sclerosis. So does Parkinson, etc. Now, let's not get hung up on just physical injuries, where we think about, okay, well, it was a fall, it was a car accident, it was a blow, etc. Because there are other reasons for injuries. Exploratory surgeries cause injuries. An infected organ internally can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethras internally. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Mammograms cause injuries. I've never had one, and I will never have one. Biopsies cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Many of the drugs that we are consuming, I don't take drugs. I haven't taken any for over 30 years. Drugs cause gut permeability, an injury to the gut membrane leading to leaky gut. And that gets into the bloodstream and injures the stomach walls and the intestinal walls. There are lectins found in present-day grains, scientifically documented to cause leaky gut, and those lectins get into the bloodstream, make the blood sticky and heavy, impede circulation, lower the body temperature. Phytates found in present-day grains deplete vitamin D3 and many minerals. That can cause an injury. Toxicity invites viruses, as in human papillomavirus, which can cause an injury to the cervix. Toxic debris can invite infection. So think about the infection in the liver, known as hepatitis. An injury can also come from a nutritional deficiency. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which in fact has sold over 5,000 copies, has a significant agricultural study that was done in 1941, where agricultural scientists analyzed the food values of different foods grown in soils of 1941. And this analysis was repeated in 1991 on foods that were grown in soils of 1991. There was an alarming range of difference in the nutrient value of all foods in 1941 compared to 1991. In 1991, broccoli had 75% less calcium. Meat had 54% less iron. Spinach had 60% less iron. Fruits had 27% less zinc. I think you get the picture because there's a whole whack of them. In fact, you would have to eat 10 tomatoes today to get the same nutrient value that one tomato gave you in 1941. I want us to get this. That's why we need to resort to superfoods. For that specific reason. Even in the 1860s, Antoine Bichamp was a scientist, and he stated that a deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. Dr. Linus Pauling, we all know him, father of vitamin C in the 1970s, he said this, quote, "You can trace every disease ailment to a mineral deficiency. Mineral deficiencies cause injuries. Many of us are also lacking omega-3 as we are exposed to too many trans fats. What does omega-3 do? Omega-3, in fact, makes the cells pliable so that oxygen and nutrients can readily move into the cells and toxins can easily move out of the cells. There was a study done once with a certain breed of cats that were induced with cancer. They were fed high amounts of omega-3 oils and iron. The oxidation process was so rapid that the cancer cells were actually exploding and the cancerous tumors simply shrank to nothing. Dr. Hulda Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers, and she showed documented evidence that there is a parasite in every cancer case. For what reason? Because internally there is an accumulation of toxic debris. That's what parasites live on. They live in toxic debris. Think about the prostate. That's a particularly vulnerable area for parasite infestation. If there happens to be an accumulation of toxins or maybe an accumulation of candida, a parasite can cause an injury to internal membranes. Dr. Ravenskou was a Swedish researcher. He found documented evidence that people with low cholesterol were more prone to infection and cancers than those with high cholesterol. Here is an absolute fact that's being ignored in our society. Why high cholesterol? Because cholesterol binds toxic heavy metals. If we lower the cholesterol, we're also stripping our myelin sheath of good fatty deposits, which protect it, and exposing it to infections. Thereby, that's the reason that some people are afflicted with multiple sclerosis. They've been doing the anti-cholesterol medications for years. I've personally witnessed that. Or they have been afflicted with dementia or Alzheimer's disease because they're stripping their fats out of their system with cholesterol-lowering drugs. Dr. Versendahl, Simoncini, and Lustig, they all said that the cancer injury was caused by candida. Candida yeast is fed by sugar, starches, antibiotics, various drugs. It grows a root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut. It gets into the bloodstream, makes the blood sticky and heavy, and stops the flow of blood and oxygen and nutrients and lowers that body temperature. And candida is known to produce xenoestrogens. That's where those toxic estrogens are coming from. They're coming from candida. And xenoestrogens, scientifically known to feed cancer. Xenoestrogens scramble up all the hormones, and they're the misery behind PMS, menopause, and infertility. And those toxic estrogens that candida produces also weaken the collagen production of the membranes and weaken inner inherent weak membranes and tissues. That's why we add that Collatrim Plus to our program. Antibiotics robs the good natural intestinal flora from your bowels. Not just from your bowels. It could rob the natural flora from your lungs, from your liver, from your brain. We need to get this. And those antibiotics are also known to cause leaky gut syndrome. They get into the bloodstream and they make the blood sticky and heavy and lower that body temperature. Dr. Bernice Eddy, in the 1950s, was a scientist working in a lab, and she was injecting hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured. And guess what she discovered? This is in 1950s. She discovered that all of these hamsters were getting various cancers and tumors. She was horrified and shocked, and she reported her findings to her colleagues. This was in 1954, and she warned them, if you institute this vaccination program into our society, there will be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. Dr. Bernice Eddy was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer. Where do I get that information from? Dr. Edward Shorter, from a book called Health Century. Interestingly enough, that book was banned. Sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Think about it. If it can rob enough calcium and minerals from your teeth, think what happens to your internal organs. In 1926, Dr. Fibiger was watching rats in a sugar warehouse. All kinds of them were getting cancer. He repeated his findings in a laboratory setting. He related sugar to cancer, received a Nobel Prize for this. Dr. Otto Warburg in 1931 proved that fermentation of sugar feeds cancer. Dr. Koh also proved that sugar feeds cancer. Injury can also come from toxic heavy metals and chemicals, such as mercury found in mercury fillings and teeth. Mercury and aluminum phosphates and all other kind of toxic ingredients are found in all vaccinations as well. And these things get into the bloodstream and impede circulation, impede the flow of oxygen and nutrients to the various tissues and cells of our body. Dr. Hamer studied injury and emotion, and he said strong negative emotions such as anger, unforgiveness, depression, hatred can cause an overload of toxic acids. We've all experienced that. We get angry immediately. We feel it in our gut, in our solar plexus. We feel that acid, and we don't even want to eat. Well, what do you think those acids do to your internal organs? They eat away, especially in the inherent weak organs of your body. There's a saying that goes along with cancer, what's eating you? So one thing we need to understand is that cancer starts from an injury and requires a framework of nutrition to repair and heal that injury. Now, what happens when there's an injury? Whenever there's an injury, the brain sets up an ionic field around the injured area through a current of injury. So the brain sends a message to the injured area called current of injury that triggers the ionic field, which is like an electromagnetic field that triggers the stem cells into action. The purpose of stem cells is to initiate the process of cell replication. They are there to repair that injury, and they require fundamental building blocks to do that. Amino acids, minerals, vitamins, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients, and so on. And if all of these building blocks are in abundance, then those stem cells are happy. They can take those building blocks and replicate good, strong, healthy cells so that that injury can be repaired. At the point that the injury is repaired, the whole process of cell replication stops. The stem cells go to rest and the current of injury stops. Imagine what happens if one of these building blocks is missing. Imagine what happens if minerals are missing. Then healthy cell replication simply cannot take place. And that current of injury from the brain to the injured area continues. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury by giving our body plenty of minerals and essential nutrients. I want to discuss inflammation and elimination. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. That's how the poisons get into the bloodstream. I've talked about candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, heavy metals, lectins from grains, phytates. I mean, they cause holes in the gut membrane. They escape into the bloodstream, and they make the blood sticky and heavy. And that kind of weight allows the tiny holes in the capillary walls to dilate. Thereby, the toxic lectins and these heavy metals, undigested food particles and whatever else, starts to escape and accumulate in between the spaces of these cells and tissues.
Hello?
This is all documented by Dr. Samuel West. Now, in our blood, there's also blood plasma proteins, whose job it is to take the nutrients and the water to all the cells and tissues. And they now start to leak out through the openings in the capillary walls. They attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now you have the first process of inflammation, which is nothing more than trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and toxins. And amazingly enough, it's not even a problem if you have a healthy lymphatic system. That lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into our bloodstream via the subclavicle valves. That's near the neck area. Puts it back into the bloodstream. The lymph, which is the salty, fluidy part, will take the excess sodium and toxins, neutralize a whole bunch of them, and dump the rest of it out through our natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. But start imagining what happens when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by our use of free radicals, drugs, lectins, acids from emotions and stress, vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals. Pretty soon it starts to malfunction, and there begins to form a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins over a period of time. This leads to chronic inflammation, where now the essential nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. And it was Dr. Otto Warburg, 1931, Nobel Prize winner, who said, when the oxygen levels to the injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. If in that area there is an adequate amount of sugar, then the whole process of oxidation flips into fermentation, which is fed by sugar. And that fermentation process produces ammonia and acids. So now you have ammonia, acids, all this toxic debris. This is a perfect breeding ground for microbes, bacteria, yeast, parasites, and fungus to feed on. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication, it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. Here's a teaching moment. Genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. Cancer is not a genetic illness. There is no such thing as a gene that causes breast cancer. It's because the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line and genetically defects the cells. So now we have a constant replication of fungal mutated cells that cannot repair the injury, and consequently the current of injury with continuous replication of mutated cells is happening, and we call this cancer. And if we understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth that happens when the repair of injury is not made due to a nutritional deficiency, a deficiency of oxygen, and there's a fungal infection happening there, if we understand that, we can reverse the whole process. So how can we overcome cancer? What do we do? Number one, stop feeding it. Eliminate sugars, starches, yeast products, grains, alcohol, pop, and anything that's sugary. Get it out of your foods. Don't eat it. That's what I meant to say. Just don't eat it. Number two, repair the injury. How do we do that? We need to eat the right foods. Grass-fed meats, fish, eggs, vegetables, almonds, walnuts, all kinds of seeds, berries. And even if you're eating the right foods, there still is not enough nutrition. That's why we resort to Nature Sunshine superfoods. So we make a smoothie. Two times a day, we have a high-dense nutritious smoothie with Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing minerals and the tonic herbs, red. Flax hull lignans to bind toxic xenoestrogens, yellow. Collatrim Plus, which is collagen powder that the candida is stopping the production of, white. We add water and berries, blue. We add green zone or spirulina or chlorophyll, that's green. And we use Solstic Energy, that's orange, which with Korean ginseng, green tea extract, grapeseed extract, and guarana. And this smoothie, of course, replaces the need to do any kind of juicing. It's simple and very economical. It's a whole lot less expensive than it is for you to buy the amount of groceries and that you would need to put in those Vitamix juicers. Then we take Super Omega 3 to make the cells pliable and to help with cancer cell apoptosis. We take extra vitamin D3 to replace that vitamin D3 that is destroyed by phytates. We address inflammation. First of all, by taking flax hull lignans because it binds toxic xenoestrogens that cause inflammation. We take colostrum on an empty stomach that gets into the bloodstream to bind toxic lectins. We take protease plus enzyme on an empty stomach that gets into the bloodstream to clean out undigested foods and to break up the outer protein coating of cancer cells. We take cat's claw combination to open up the lymphatic system so that the toxins could drain out through the elimination channels. And we address the sources of the inflammation. This is where you need to do one of two things. Number one, you need to call Donna Roth, that's me, for a consultation. Or you need to do TAFI. Taking action for your health to discover your sources of inflammation. You've got to know where your poisons are coming from. And that's where I've become an inflammation detective because of my expertise in doing this for many years. The next thing we do is we increase that body temperature by cleaning the blood out. We increase circulation. This is where we do oral chelation. We have an oral chelation tablet called MC that cleans out heavy metals like lead, mercury, iron, metabolic waste, toxic triglycerides, toxic cholesterol, and increases oxygen flow if the blood is circulating, the body temperature goes up. Cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And we activate all the elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the liver, the respiratory tract, to make sure all that toxic debris is moving out efficiently and effectively out of your body. And then we address cancer infection. I should go back to elimination. We do bowel cleanses. We do kidney flushes, liver cleanses. We do this all with herbs and instruction. And then we address cancer infection using that herb called papa. We can also increase stem cell production. Astragalus, found in cat squaw combination, is known to increase stem cell production in your bloodstream. So is the silver, the nano silver that Nature Sunshine has called Silver Shield. That has been documented to also increase stem cell production in our bloodstream. I want us all to know that about 2 weeks ago, we had Gail on our call. Gail from Saskatchewan, who is afflicted with breast cancer, and she had done two sessions of chemotherapy that put her into a psychiatric institution for 3 weeks. And that's when she decided to do the PAPA program. And she started it in June of 2015. By January of 2016, there was no cancer. June 2016, she was tested again. There was no cancer. Here's what I want to say. When you are told that you have cancer no longer, is not the time for you to stop taking your smoothies twice a day. I don't have cancer. I don't plan to have it. I do those smoothies twice a day. I understand the importance of superfood nutrition to heal my body and give my stem cells all the nutrients required for injury repair. That's how it all starts. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, houses about 60 cancer success stories. I want us to know you can overcome your cancer. Many people have done this. So with that, I'm going to turn the recording off and we'll open it up to questions and answers. So give me a second.